We'll start this tape 14 with seeing Jesus clothed on with the Father. Our Father, because the purpose of our life is to become one, grow up in his fullness, the church. Even though Jesus Christ is the head of the church, it's called the Church of God. Oh. It's the church of Jesus Christ. He's the head of it, but it's called a possession of the Father. They both own it. But when he's through with it, when he's through with the ministry in that church, he delivers them back up to the Father. And the Father delivers them to the Holy Ghost. The mother says, get them. I see you, Jesus, alive before me. Your head and hair white as snow, as white as snow, and eyes on fire. Clothe the bone and one with my Father. Ooh. 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 Your body of fire and body of glory, shining like the sun in the noonday stream. Your heart of love, loving heart of my Father, that is one with you and one with me. Oh, 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 your living voice as the waves of many waters hath clothed upon and doth speak through me. Body of your life, resurrection, that's one with my Father, hath clothed upon me. Ooh. Oh. Oh. I'm not gonna sing you a song about grace and love. Sing a song about love and dominion through love. Because when you're dealing with Satan, he doesn't understand love and grace. The only thing he understands is that dominion and that destruction that comes through that love. Oh. Many of you have been trying to deal with your problems talking to Satan with a little voice of grace. He doesn't even understand what you're saying. Whoa. You deal with one another in love and grace, but when you deal with Satan, you deal with that abhorrence that comes through love. That abhors evil, and it just moves out and strikes him. Oh. I pondered in my heart if something I lacked, something I had missed in his perfect will. Then I looked before me, and there stood my Jesus, clothed upon with our Father and one with us. Then I was in the Spirit, and I saw a writing on a table. What is a covenant? Explain it to me. I felt disgusted that no one understood what a covenant was as much as I taught. Then he let me know love suffereth long. So whenever I speak of the covenant of healing, most misunderstood of all the covenants, cause of a lack of understanding between grace and law. Under the law, our Father in his mercy revealed himself. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. So they searched their heart, obeyed his ordinance to qualify themselves for the disease to be healed. Under grace, in love of our Lord Jesus, bore all our diseases, on his body destroyed them, and let us all know through the Apostle Peter, by my stripes on my back, ye were healed. So under grace, you confess to Jesus, Lord Jesus, I accept, I have been healed. And wait upon you, he saturates you with healing. Your disease is disappeared, healed you be. But wait a minute now. Only one flaw in grace is plain, found in the flesh and the weakness of man. They let their mind wander to other things and forgot their confession in Satan's disease again. But in the seventh suffering of Jesus in fire and blood, the full wrath of our Father was released against disease. Say, I'll perfect in grace and glory and be theirs to command a covenant now complete. So the living heavenly blood in which every living thing hath died and moved through my body, cleansing me, and the fire of his flesh in which every living thing hath died, wipe with the rag the covenant complete. So yield not to grace only. You haven't got time to live in weakness. So rise in faith in the heavenly blood in which every living disease hath died. Around you with his resurrection, every living thing hath done. So breathe it in, feel it cleanse your blood and body, and move in dominion. Are your ministry. Take not defeat from anything. You're the son of your Father through Jesus your Lord. You're not a mouse in Satan's land. You're a son of glory, a king that commands. The blood of my Father, every living thing hath died. I command it to leave me into the air. The flesh of my Lord, every living thing hath died. I command it to leave me, cast from me. Now you know where your problem has been. You've been squeaking to Satan like a mouse, hoping that under grace you could get your healing. When it all finished in the fire of his blood, oh, oh. Glory. Now the children of God, from the least to the greatest, through the blood of their Father, hath dominion. Let me not hear you squeaking any more like a mouse. are sucking like a calf upon your sick bed. In your life, all things have been destroyed. When one invades you by the blood casted from you, every living thing, heavenly blood hath died. In the fire of his flesh, everything hath died. In the air around me, everything died. So I breathe in grace and glory, live in my covenant. Don't try to squeak to Satan in grace and love. That kind of language he doesn't understand. But rise in dominion with the glory roar of a lion, and command him from you in the blood's fury. You can enter your ministry while you're getting healed. Make your confession and wipe with the blood. Prophesy to the world around. Concerning my blood, hear the Father speak. Command ye me, and heaven backs that command. Say, Father, my Father, in your blood every living thing hath died and commanded to leave me. Understand the difference now between grace and glory? Some of you are still trapped in grace. Grace was swallowed up in glory in the seventh sovereign of Jesus Christ. Until that time, only the sixth sovereign of Jesus was built, and under grace you held fast your confession. But grace by itself was weak, and through the flesh your mind would wander. But grace finished in glory. It was still grace, but it finished in glory. That blood which every living thing hath died, no holding fast the confession, you just command it, it is so. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. I want to sing it again now, and I want you to listen to it. Don't let me hear you squeaking like a mouse, or sucking like a calf upon your sick bed. In your life,
all things have been destroyed when one invades you with the blood casted from you. Abhorrence and love come forth in dominion through the power of the blood. Anymore at Satan. He doesn't understand that language at all. All he understands is he has been destroyed through the blood and cast him from me in that act of faith, of glory. And the glory of God is not a thing that's settled down in peace. The glory of God is the strongest nature of God there is. The glory of God is the one that glorified. That Shekinah glory of God is the one that glorified Jesus Christ from the dead. The one that glorified you on the inside of him. You remember that? Hasha. These three churches, Fort Worth, Dallas, and Greenville. Also Jacob's Well here for you that have problems at home. You don't have any quiet place, anything. You need to come and can't go to the church and learn. You can come here, stay over. But now the Lord had also set an overseer over this area, Brother Daniel Jones. Most of you never see this because you're not looking. Brother Daniel was the first one that the Lord drew to me when all that walking in judgment. He's sitting right over there, and all at once, the Lord revealed to him what I was doing, what the Lord was doing, walking on the people in judgment and shaping them up. He spent the night under that table over there. And from then on, some of you never saw it, but then on, he is one with me. I couldn't even move in there. He is up. I mean, even before I thought about getting up and start working, moving in the middle of the night, Brother Daniel's waking up. He didn't even know it was happening himself, but the Lord showed me now, one with me. Oh. Just watch it a little while, and here he went. Oh. And from then on, he just began to move, one. Not like some of you, Lord help you, had to be purged your own ways. He got it right over there. From then on, he ain't having problems. And Pruitt said, it's right. Bear witness my spirit, I just do it. Ooh. And he just did it. And that's the way the Lord likes it. That's the folks that he raises up, oh, to where they can move as overseers. And he'll be moving among you. And he'll be keeping you moving in the order that you're supposed to move in. Now, you have a lot of old things in your life that are going to try to come back on you. But they've already been destroyed. But the obedience, in obedience to the Lord, I must charge you in those things to bring them to your mind so that you will not be caught with them anymore. I must charge you with them. Oh. I must bring them to your attention as elders, as head, and charge you before the Lord that these things do not come back in your life. And in doing this, that if you do yield to them, your blood is clean from my hands. But if I do not charge you, then all of us in trouble, Brother Daniel. Oh. Brother Pelham. Oh, put that thing over your head, but let your ears be open. Brother Pelham's past life, Lord gave me a song. Brother Pelham, like a foolish quarterback, he always carried the ball, disregarding the other team. And he ran so fast and stride by himself, he run off and left his front line, smack down by the front line of Satan. But he never learned. He'd suffer a while. He'd get up and here he'd go again. He'd run so hard in striving and confusion till he made many goals on Satan's end of the field. Such a terrible time this poor fellow had, striving and hollering, carrying the ball all the time, disregarding his front line and all the other players, time and again, smacked down by Satan. Many times he took the ball from me and run with it so hard he couldn't even see. Sometime he ran clean out of the park and scored in the other stadium. They didn't even know where he was at. Again, in obedience he has submitted, and his face washed away in the living water of Christ. Now he knows he's part of the team, and if he ever forgets, I'll be faithful to remind. No more running and striving with the ball. The wisdom of Jesus before your face. He calls all the plays And he has an order, this man sitting here, that sets you in blaze. Oh, now, this is for a purpose. This is for a purpose. Because we cannot let him suffer anymore and cannot let the body suffer anymore. It just won't work. And the Satan will tempt him to do this thing. But in this charge, it's been destroyed, hasn't it? Oh, you don't even want to carry the ball anymore, do you? You want to pass it. That's the way. Oh. I do what we used to call a backhand sneak. Oh. Lay down behind the front four and let them beat each other to death. Oh. No. Oh. Pretty well, though. Know you, even though I hadn't known you, wouldn't have known you for years, I know you when you come in. Brother Buddy Jones is God's man. He died for you 10 times over. But he'd do it a long way, striving and striving, and he'd mess it up and cause you to die 10 times yourself. Oh, 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 oh. Secret of faith which worketh by obedience. And now I charge him in this place to stand. Act not independent, but consult with Brother Daniel and work it out before Jesus' face. Oh, oh. He has real problems with his intellectual mind. But finally, in grace and glory and fire, that mind is laid, he's ready to come forth. Oh, oh. Though faithful he be, he gets trapped putting things before Jesus, and he comes in late and misses a lot of meeting, finds himself shut out, not understand. But from now on, Brother Daniel Jones, we'll let you know what time and the place, and you'll be there in obedience. Nothing come before you in Jesus' face. Oh. still thinks he can do it with persuasion of words. But he'll soon find out in the land of Egypt, they're not listening to the persuasion of Paul. They only listen to judgment fire, our love for the meek and obedient doves. So train yourself in the three gates and the fire of judgment upon the people. Oh, now I want you to understand, there's two types of people when you go out to evangelize. There are the doves, generally speaking, there are two types of people. There are the doves, obedient, they're sitting there just ready for you to pick them up. They're not resisting, they just don't know. All you have to do is expose them to it, and they just come right on in. You know, you don't have to beat around on them in judgment and all that. But there are the other type, the bullocks and the know-it-alls. Some of you ought to be familiar with that bullock spirit, know-it-all spirit. The number one way to get them, and that is just absolutely turn the fire of God's word on them and the hammer that breaketh the rock and just break them down in their mind. If they don't submit, judgment falls on them. It's that simple. But now, it's real simple. There's a whole lot of doves. Absolutely, there's a whole lot of doves out there, people that are just absolutely ensnared. They don't know the way. They're sick, they're diseased, they're overcome, they're beat down, they're demon-possessed. They don't know the way. There are a lot of doves. And you don't want to go out there raining judgment on them. Oh, you might sprinkle them with a little bit, you know, to where they won't coo in their own way and start cooing in your way a little. But you don't want to go out there and just absolutely scare those meek folks to death. Oh, but you don't want to go with the persuasion men work. Paul said, I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Said, I came to you in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Said, so when I got through you, the faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God that delivered you. Oh! See, many times you get folks in, get them partially delivered by persuasion. And they're only partially delivered. And boy, you have problems. They're thinking they're in the New Jerusalem and they're outside. Every time you turn around, they're off. They're not there. You can tell when they won. Every meeting's there. They just can't hardly wait to get in. But they always got something else to do. And you can wrestle with them to doomsday, and you and them both will go down to destruction. Oh, Brother Joe Cowan, he always pulled back. Satan tells him he can't do it. So he weeps in love with a strong desire, not knowing that love is judgment. So train yourself, prophesy with a voice of fire. Let love control you, but let it abhor evil. For when you go to Egypt, the fire must fall to deliver God's people from Egypt's land. You cannot go in and go to compromise with a bunch of people. Devil, anyway, you got to go in there, you know, you got to become all things to them in the flesh. You've got to get in there and do this and that and the other. It's true, you've got to go where they are in the flesh, but you don't have to get overcome with their things, Brother Joe. Well, you go there as a representative of God, and the first thing you announce, I have come here as a representative of Jesus Christ to either deliver you or sprinkle the fire of judgment on you and mark you for judgment. That's that simple. That's what he expects. I didn't come to persuade you. I don't want you to join any church. I come to deliver you from all those demons, all those sickness, and all those diseases. Thus saith the Lord. I didn't come to socialize with you. I'll walk among you. I'll do anything you do, but I didn't come to socialize with you. I'll sit there for a little while socializing, but the first thing you know, that fire begins to strike. Whoa. Brother Jesse can tell you about that. Sitting one night in California, sitting there, and a fellow was walking around in front of me this evening. I was sitting there and drinking, drink. All at once, Jesus struck him. Oh! He began to foam at the mouth, and he struck him again. Then he struck him again. And the first thing you know, around and around he went, foaming at the mouth. Oh, I'm not there playing. Purpose is deliverance. Wheresoever you go, there's the looking. Oh, ready. Tell them, close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus. Command them to say, Lord Jesus. Oh, and then command them to say, Lord Jesus, because they can't even do it. Cast the devil out of them. Let him strike them with fire. Release them to where they can confess, Lord Jesus. Get the Spirit of Christ on the inside of them, and then move on them with a little more fire, a little more power. They balk one time, hit them with fire and judgment. They resist you to the point where the Lord said, quit. Smite them one time, your man will leave. You know why? Say, Brother Pruitt, that seemed like a hard way. You know why? While you wrestling with that one disobedient soul, there's 1,000 out there dying. I mean thousands of them out there dying that will receive. And you get out there with an old hard head and go to wrestling with them. Oh, and they go to resisting you. Go to trying to reason with you and con you. Oh, God's people doesn't get conned. Oh, do they, Wayne? They might let you, thank you, conning them for a little while. First thing you know, you caught in that trap, in that whirlwind of fire. And around you're going, and you're in such a state of confusion, you don't know where you when he ends up with you. You're purified, delivered, filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, we're going to stop singing. I'm going to leave the rest of the working up to all of to Brother Daniel, the different ones, and could say a lot about Brother Pete and Brother Ken Lamont and Brother Bob, a few more. But these are things that are not important. And Brother Billy Jones, we could say about that independent spirit that wants to run without being set, but that thing's already been destroyed. Oh, it's destroyed with a lifetime of failure. Oh, but we want to begin now to set Mexico in order. Where's Joyce? Good, you're back over there where the baby won't be on the microphone tonight. Billy, we want to start with tape Alpha. And you divide them out. Alpha, go all the way through the oracles. And we want to play those tapes and want to interpret them. You divide out so many tapes to Brother Joe and so many to Joyce. Okay? Oh, and on those tapes, at the end, when you get to where they're singing on the end, a lot of this time you've noticed this singing, you've got plenty of time. To put your interpretation in there in Spanish. I wonder if the Lord did it that way on purpose. Eli will have. He did it for two reasons. One was to get you to where you had time to think about it, meditate on what was said, and let water down with the Spirit, and then he could have done it on account of Spanish, okay? So get your tape and begin to divide them out so many you can get copies. If you don't have copies, I guess Greenville or Dallas, someone has copies that you can get. Divide out 3 or 4 to Brother Joe, 4 or 5, 3 or 4 to Joyce, 3 or 4 yourself, and let's get going on it. All right, go through the Alpha, the Greek tapes, and then on into the oracles, okay? Now, Barbara, I have tape 5 and 6, a copy of it that Kathy Salter has already copied off and typed. You can get that, but need someone to go back and put in. She just got the song. You need to put in the exhortations off the tape. In between there, she got it double-spaced and everything. Elaine will give it to you, so you got tape 5 and 6 you can start right off on. She put it on tape. You already had me put it on there to get rid of that timid spirit in Kathy. Where's Kathy? She's so timid she didn't even show up. And it got rid of it, you know, along about the last part of that tape. She made two tapes out of it, about 60-some-odd verses. But along toward the last part of that number one tape and over in that number two tape, she began to move in such power it almost shook me off the ground. See, she started out, she was hesitant, you know, in fear, but more she moved in that thing, more that power moved. This is the way you perfect yourself in this thing. Oh. Now, this is not the praise tape that I was talking about. You remember that other praise tape, Brother Ron, that you had that started off with low praises? Tape J? Okay. Let's use that in the churches, in our meetings, and let's begin to let peace come. Is it tape J? Let's let peace come in a praise and begin to let the gifts operate from peace and rest. Have your church services Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then the operating gifts, sometime that's all you'll do. And then you can stop and listen to a tape, whatever. You got it going there all day. And then, if you will, have your sort of split up your service night midweek to where you have them on different nights, like in Fort Worth would be different from Dallas and from Greenville, sort of stagger them there where each one can go into the different areas and work with them, see. And this way we'll keep the body moving together. Oh. Well, the way this thing is moving now, we've got to tie every one of these churches. Memphis, Florida, Mexico, California, Chicago, all those, they got to be tied together in love. We do not and we will not disobey the Lord like some of the early churches did, and they didn't tie themselves together in love. They each one of them had a little independent work. And now we understand there was a lot of time and there's a lot of space and lack of travel in this, but there was something else in there that was worse in the early church than the lack of transportation. And that was that old division thing between the Jews and the Gentiles, and also between the Gentiles and the other Gentiles. They absolutely, from one province to another, they absolutely couldn't stand one another. And they never did really tie together in that thing except just a few of them. Whoa. We see Paul wrestling with that thing continually. Well, the Lord has very strictly commanded now that if a church does not tie in and does not move in love, and you heard me minister this in Memphis, he said, you shall bring the rod on that church, cast it out, and get another people. Said, I don't want it in my kingdom. Now, that's how close he wanted knit. The prophets spoke of that thing, said, in that day, said, their voice shall be at one, that all their breath shall be at one, their eyes shall be at one, and their heart shall be at one. And then no one understood how that thing could be. But you tie it together in God's order, and you have really put together something that's tied together in love. Oh. Now I want to exhort you, some of you, I want you to begin to look for the needs that are in your ministers' lives, and begin to help them out with a need, because grace gives in love. It doesn't give grudgingly. What happens as you move on in grace, if you go to getting to where you don't give and go to looking after people, needs of the people, the first thing you know, the Lord reaches out and smites your prosperity. He does. Now, I'm not kidding. Now, if you do not share with one another, the first thing you know, he reaches out and smites you, because he cannot have selfishness and self-centered in his kingdom. And this is very plain in Paul's ministry, and he said, you shall be judged by the gospel I preach. He said, if the minister said, if you reap his spiritual things, then he's supposed to reap your natural things. Now, that's the way it has to be on the grace. If you don't, first thing you know, he smites your prosperity, and you want to say, well, why? Because you've let a selfish spirit come in there. And you've been wanting to get, you've been wanting to take and never give. That won't work on the grace. That just won't work. You can't sit there and soak up a minister's teaching. My teaching. without giving either one or two things or both. And that is your life, or your money, or both. Now, I mean this. If you don't have any money, the Lord expects you to do just one thing, give your life. Of course, when you give your money, he wants your life first. I mean this. You cannot sit and talk with a couple of ministers to teach without submitting and giving your life to Christ through that minister. Oh, pretty soon, you're cut off. That's the way grace works. Oh, hath been given me to understand. Now, you get so closely knit in this thing until one hurts. When one hurts, the other can feel it. I'm not kidding you. And a lot of you, I've noticed some of you sort of distant. When a new one comes in, you more or less just let them set off to their self like. You don't fellowship with them and visit them and talk to them and this and that and the other. This is not the Lord. When a new one comes in, they're supposed to get the honor seat. You know, in a home where there's a big family, when a new baby is born, everybody wants to play with it. Now, I'm not kidding you. And that's the way a new one is supposed to be treated. You're not supposed to walk around reserved. Can I show you anything? Can I get you anything? How about some coffee? How about some tape? What tape are you on? What have you missed? This is the way of grace and service. Oh, way of love. Now, I see several come in and sitting around. Hey, you're not helping them. You're all involved with your little cliques. I'm not going to let them sit there very long till I'm going to unclick some of you. Yes, Lord. Hey, Brother Pruitt, you wouldn't unclick me. Oh, yes, I'll unclick you in a hurry because it's for your good. You're supposed to love without respect of persons. Listen to me. You're supposed to love that sister right there. Look there, Brother Buddy. Look over there, brother. You see that sister right there? You're supposed to love that sister right there just as much as you love silence. And it hath been given me to do that thing. Now, this old respect of persons in you will absolutely destroy you. Oh. But it hath been given me. To love one another, without respect of person. I know you stand right there convicted before the Lord, don't you? Well, this is the thing that grace must perfect in our life to bind us together. Without respect, I don't care if they're colored, white, young, or old. As long as they're obedient, you bring them into your family. And if they're disobedient, you sort of walk around on them a little bit. But you end up showing them love and consideration. Now, this is the reason why you've noticed me. When I see a bunch of you gathered together in the house and you're having fellowship and you're hooping and hollering and you're having fellowship with one another and I go in there, you know, I don't particularly care. You know, you feel like I don't like that thing. You're right, I don't. You're right, I know. And the Lord doesn't like it either. Hereby know ye no man after the flesh. Now that's the gospel of Paul. He said, you'll be judged by the gospel I preach. Hereby know ye no man after the flesh. There are no favorites in God's kingdom. Say, well, Brother Pruitt, I see you jumping on some folks with judgment. And the other folks, you're treating them with love. Listen, I love that as much as I'm raining judgment on as I do that I'm treating with grace and love. Because I'm after his soul in love. I'm after her soul in love. And you know this, and I've reigned it without respect of person. Now, it didn't used to be that way. And I got in trouble with the Lord. Oh, but I'll spare you this. In your churches, when you find a bunch of them gathering up in cliques, Brother Daniel, scatter. Say, go get a new one. Then quit talking to one another. Of course, Brother Pelham liable to pout a little bit. I caught he and Brother George down there in Fort Worth Church, hoopala in there, you know, and Brother Pelham was supposed to be doing something. That old spirit trying to draw disciples to him after the flesh, you know, jumped on him. You know, oh, he will not repent it. But now he understands. Oh, yes, Lord. Make it a special effort. When a new one comes in, two or three of you get them. And it won't hurt to phone over them a little. It won't hurt to pet them a little. Then they can turn around and pet someone else when they come in. Don't you remember that song we used to play here, Welcome Stranger? You were one time a stranger in this thing yourself. When I led you up to the throne of God, you were scared to death. You didn't know where you were. Lord, what can I do? You were cringing under judgment. You're afraid you're going to make a mistake. The Lord gave a song, Welcome Stranger. And that quieted you all down, didn't it? Oh. So let's move in the grace and the love of God. All right? Now get some of these new ones and just pour it on them. Fellowship with them. Find out where they live. Don't worry them to death. Don't go over there and eat off of them and wake them up all this time. But make yourself available for anything they need. Tapes or whatnot. This is a love that must go on especially among the elders and the elders' wives in a church. This old haughty thing of religion, it stinks in the nostrils of God. It just, that old Nicolaitan spirit, that's what it is, that separates the priest from the laity.
This little brother's all real big, and when the folks come in, they look at him like this. You know.
Oh. The rule of grace is there is judgment without respect to person. There is love without respect to person. That's just how it is. And you know my example. I didn't spare you one bit, did I? Brother Silas come up here that first night, drug around, was last and come in, you know, always the cowtail. Lord showed me before he got here, he was just going to come along, see how this thing is going, you know, to see if it was all right, and he going to be all right for Barbara and Phil, you know, and the kids to enter on in, but he was going to sit there and sort of observe it. But when God placed him upon that crucified body of Jesus, oh, and began to rain that judgment on him, he was the first one in, wasn't he, Phil? Oh, without respect to persons. Don't play around with people. Love without respect and judgment without respect. Say, well, he's my friend. I don't want to bring judgment and rebuke on them. You don't have any friends except in the Lord. You'll destroy your friends if you do not bring rebuke and judgment on them. And they'll destroy you. If you get so fleshly connected with a person that you can't tell him how the cow eat the cabbage or her how the cow eat the cabbage, you're the most destructive thing in the world to that person. They'll go right down to destruction in front of you. And you'll be patting them on the back and cooing over them and breathing on them and everything, and it just won't work. They'll carry you right down with them. Oh! Oh! Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me. Your head and as white as snow, and eyes of fire, clothed upon and one with my Father. Your body of fire, body of glory, shining like the sun in the noonday stream. Your heart of love, the loving heart of my Father, that is one with you and one with me. Your living voice as the waves of many waters upon me.
get clothed and speak through me. Your body of your resurrection, that's one with my Father, hath clothed upon me. Heavenly blood, which ever living thing hath died, the heavenly flesh, which ever living thing hath died, and thou around me, ever living thing hath died, the finished covenant of grace and glory. Your living blood, every living thing hath died. Your fire of your flesh, every living thing hath died. And the